stairs, will you?
Funeral for a man.
state road. Cause Fenway's all aglow. A book night after lands downstream, guitar in hand and summer heat. The faithful in their red and blue, a crowd outside the house of blues. I dodge a vendor's hawkers, gawkers, stalkers in my way. Breaking strings on cheap guitars, close my eyes. And brought his heart to play. The doorman lands a smile away. One and two and three and four. Heads perk up, up goes the door. Breaking strings on cheap guitars. Close my eyes. That alley beyond that velvet cage. Until then, here we will remain with our string, rain, singing ways.
WMFO Medford. And that was Cheap Guitars by Dalton and the Sheriffs. Here on What's Happening, I'm Aaron. I have Randy Black coming in momentarily. Had a great pairing last week of Daniel Morelia and Andrew Gravel of 219. Why don't we go right to the song? Enjoy.
Everything I had in the 29th flood. The barn was buried neath a mile of mud. Now I got nothing but the whistle and the steam. My baby's leaving town on the 219. I said, hey, hey, I don't know what to do. Hey, hey, I will remember you. Hey, hey, I don't know what to do. My baby's leaving town on the 219. Now there's a fella that's preaching about hell and damnation. He's bouncing up the walls at the Grand Central Station. I treated her bad, I treated her mean. My baby's leaving town on the 219. I said, hey, hey, I don't know what to do. Hey, hey, I will remember you. Hey, hey, I don't know what to do. My baby's leaving town on the 219. Now I've always been puzzled by the in and the out. it always leaves a stain. The storm and the drag, luster and the sheen. My baby's leaving town on the... I said, hey, hey, I don't know what to do. Hey, hey, I will remember you. Hey, hey, I don't know what to do. My baby's leaving town on the 219. Go on.
Raise $5,000 to continue to keep your freeform station playing your favorite music. WMFO is a nonprofit station with staff, students, and community members who volunteer their time to bring you their favorite music and shows. We need your support to keep it all running, so donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check payable to Trustees of Tufts College. Send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you for your support from all of us here at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Subway track, straight and narrow path, got a big old crack. Oh wait, my guitar is way out of tune. Hold on 1 second, I'm sorry.
That's not a problem.
No, it wasn't out of tune. Something else was going on.
Okay, we can start this again. What is it called?
This is called See the Light. I'm sorry, I apologize to anybody listening for that little... I'm sure it made it more interesting though, right? Ground is white, sky is black. Nothing but ice on the subway track. Straight and narrow path, got a big old crack. The ones who bought the halos want their money back. But I'm alright if you're alright. So dark, I can see the light. to cash is gone. There's a beggar in a high rise with a three-piece on. And everybody's saying it won't be long. But Santa's in drag and he's singing a song. But I'm all right if you're all right. So dark I can see the light. It's just like a rocket, no money down. Pocket, let me buy around. One big boat in the muddy ground. Nobody sleeps alone at rock bottom now. But I'm alright if you're alright. I'm alright if you're alright. I'm alright if you're alright. It's so dark I can see the light.
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron. And we have Randy Black here with us.
Hey, just trying to get the headphones. I don't have the guitar yet.
Hold on for a second, Randy.
There we go. There we go.
Welcome.
Thank you. You're really loud in my headphones, Aaron.
Okay. Shouldn't be that loud, but that better?
That's better, thank
okay.
you.
Okay. No problem.
I mean, I like you and everything.
But yeah, yeah. It's a, yeah, the little voice in your head, you know, it's like Jiminy Cricket, you know, on a megaphone.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Whatever you say.
So welcome.
Thank you.
And I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. And that is a beautiful guitar. I don't think I've ever seen one like that before.
This is a Stylo National that I just bought recently, and I've just been playing it a lot, so I figured I would just bring this and not the acoustic and not the electric and just see what I could do on this. When I got this guitar, suddenly my song Winter became an instrumental. So this is it. Guitar's a little too loud.
I can get it from here, so.
Okay. Thank you.
beautiful.
Thank you.
Sorry. The air. So what do you call that?
It's called winter. And it has words, actually. I just don't use them anymore. I may. You asked me about who was influential and... this isn't a song that inspired me to make music, but it's from one of the best records ever made, I think, which is Blood on the Tracks, Buckets of Rain. Buckets of rain, buckets of tears. I've got all these buckets coming out of my ears. Buckets of moonbeams in my hand. You got all the love, honey, baby, I can stand. I've been meek, hard like an oak. I've seen pretty people disappear like smoke. Friends will arrive, friends will disappear. If you want me, honey, baby, I'll be here. I like the feel of your fingertips. I like the way that you move your hips. I like the cool way you look at me. Everything about you is bringing me misery. But I know what I like. I like the way you love me strong and slow. I'm taking you with me, my honey, baby, when I go. Life is sad, life is a bust. All you can do is do what you must. You do what you must do, and you do it well. I do it for you, honey, baby, can't you tell? Thank you, Medford.
Absolutely great. So, for those people listening who don't know a lot about you, give us a little bit of background, where you're from, other influences you may have had, what you love about the music you play.
Okay. That narrows it down, huh? Well, in the beginning, I started out as a little baby, and I was very distracted. You made me think of the first concert or show that made me want to be a musician and think that I could maybe do what those people did to me was a bill at Passam's. With Danny O'Keefe was headlining and Tom Waits was the opening act, and it was, you know, 70 or something, and it was astounding to me. I went by myself. I drove from New Hampshire. I grew up in New Hampshire, I drove from New Hampshire and went to Passams and just sat there transfixed and thinking, got so excited about what they did to me and what the possibilities might be if I became, you know, a better musician, guitar player, whatever. I'm mostly a songwriter, I think. I've been writing songs since I was 13, and they just keep coming. And I'm lucky enough to have had a couple bands that did my songs and helped me arrange them and whatever. Limbo Race was the one that made all the noise. And then there was Dr. Black's Combo. Oh, and Eddie, I can't forget Walking Wounded. That was the first band I had when I came to Boston in 1979. And now I play with Randy Black and the Heathcroppers with Matt Grunberg and Larry Dersch. And it's a blast. It's a trio. And those guys, you know, I bring something in and those guys make it work is how I look at it. And I feel really lucky to have them. Did I cover everything?
Well, if people want to find you, how and where can they find you?
Randy Black Songs is the website. I'll be playing at the Tavern at the End of the World doing a solo show next Sunday. I think it's 5 to 7. I thought it was 4 to 6. I think it's 5 to 7. And David Johnston is going to be on the bill. He plays a metal guitar as well as an acoustic. It should be a good show. We're both going to do an hour solo set. So that's next Sunday, the December 3rd. On the Tavern at the End of the World. It's in Charlestown. It's a great place to just be. And there's a lot of music there every night, and the food is good, and the people are can't be beat. The people are sweet. It feels like home to play there. We play there a lot, actually.
It's intimate, but it's really, you can really feel the room fill up with music and great music.
Yeah. This song's called No More Times. This is fairly new as well. I don't think we've played it out. I played it once at a gig in Vermont, a solo gig. You know, one of those five people gigs. Not in the band, in the audience.
So No More Times.
No More Times.
World premiere here, WMFO.
To dirt and dust, it's taken over in the end. I've given in to rot and rust. That's as far as I can bend. Disrespecting, only so much undermining, only so much looking away. Can nobody take still smile? No more times, no more times. This is it. child. No more times, no more times. From now on, I'm gonna be tough. No more times, no more times. This is it. There would be a bump at the end if Larry was here, the drummer, my drummer. There'd be a bump.
Now, as I say, music just keeps getting better and better.
Thank you, Aaron. What do you want to do?
Well,
let's talk about you.
That's a long story. Still born in New England. I was born in the state next to you. To the left.
Mm-hmm. Were you left?
I am a lefty, so I guess that works. So, for when you go about writing, do you write the lyrics first? Do you write the melody first? And
It happens differently all the time, really. I mean, I have tons of lyrics laying around that need a song. I have a file called Lyrics That Need a Song. Lyrics that need a melody, but things coalesce. Sometimes just you know, I take a lot of random notes. I think this is the same for everybody. You know, you jot stuff down on a piece of paper or a napkin or whatever, and you put it away, and then you think, oh yeah, what was that lyric that I had, and it might fit here. So that song, No More Times, I had that phrase, No More Times, in my head after an experience that I won't go into. But a different experience that song makes me think of is I was down in the basement of Harvard, the Harvard subway, you know, down way below underground. And I was walking by and I saw this crowd of people and they were all focused on something, and I looked over, and in the space where the train goes, I saw these little hands coming over the edge, and I was like, there's somebody down there, and they were all standing there, and I went over and I was like, what are you doing? Why is that guy down there? And they were like, oh well, you know, we tried to get him up, but he hurt his shoulder, so we weren't going to pick him up. See, I was like, he hurt his shoulder. Yeah, I could hear the train coming. And I was like, you know, so I just grabbed him and pulled him up and put him on the plane. He was inebriated, but he was still alive when I left him. And that people were recording it on their phones. It was very, I mean, that
surreal.
It was, I couldn't believe how far we've
fallen.
Fallen. That's a good word. It was a gradual fall, but we're really shape, I think.
Even though that gentleman may not remember it, but you're a hero for saving him, despite the people who are around you who refuse to get involved and save that man's life, because if that train had come by, he wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
And
I think anybody that would have picked them up, I just thought it was a normal reaction. I didn't feel like a hero or anything. I just was like, what is wrong with you? Let's get him out of there. And you know, it wasn't hero. It wasn't anything. It was my impulse was just, right. Okay, he's in trouble. Get him out. I think that's what happens when, you know, there's a disaster. Some people always say, well, Boston's strong. Boston really came together for, you know, the
marathon
after
bombings.
The bombing. Yeah. But, I mean, I think a lot of people in various towns and cities, you know, Houston or you know, in Puerto Rico now.
Or New York when 9/11. I mean, I have a great friend of mine from New Hampshire who didn't hesitate. He's a ham operator. He didn't hesitate to go down there for a week. Despite how his lungs felt when he came back, he said that's where he had to be. And he doesn't like to talk about it now because it's not. I was down there a month ago and I walked. We happened to walk into the World Trade Center area. And my heart and chest felt like this, very, very tight. And I'm walking and I'm looking and it's like, in my mind, I know it's not really happening, but I'm seeing people. And I'm hearing people that, and it's like, you know, the rest of the trip was great. That was just so real. And, you know, what you did, you didn't hesitate, you know. And
it was total instinct.
And that's what you have to do, you know. And just because, not because there's, you know, a pat on the back, you know, thank you or whatever, because you have to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where we've come, like you said, we've come apart from that. And we don't need to do that. We need to be there to support everybody else. Because I heard when they had the issue of, it wasn't an issue. It was the terrible tragedy at the Holocaust Memorial when they broke the panels. And they had a big get together. And Nancy Walker. Used to be on, you know, not Nancy Walker, sorry. Nancy Walker was on, which wrote his mother, Liz Walker. Liz Walker, who's now a minister, and she said, you know, it's not about we. You know, when we do it, it's about us. It's not about them, it's about us. And, you know, you had people from all different realms. You know, you had a Sikh and you had all these other people, but they were all there for the same reason. Because.
Yeah, because. Well, thank you for listening. Good night.
If you had advice for musicians out there who have been in it for a long time and struggling, or those who are just coming up, what would you advise them to do?
Learn how to be a chef. you know, I'm the wrong guy to ask. I've been doing this for 35 years, and I just do it because I have to, and I love it. And
perseverance.
It's like if you're in it for the money, you're in it for the wrong reason. I mean that's a cliche, but it's true. You have to do it for it's expression. It's you know, if you can find your expression with this, whatever it is, the guitar, with a keyboard, with a rap song, you know, do it. You have to do it. Just like you're saying, just because. Should I play another one?
Absolutely.
This is called Same As, which is it's like when we feel like it's you know, we're very unique in our frame of civilization that we are right now. It's good to remember that it's happened before. People have faced things before. Thank you. the moon's a cruel mistress, and your lover has a lover on the side. Of your wife, your world is falling to pieces, and you're hoping and praying there's an afterlife. You're hoping somebody's gonna fix it, fix it in the afterlife. We've all spent time on the avenue of broken dreams. We've all been walking on desolation road. The same as 10,000 years, the same as 1,000 years, the same as 100 years. You don't know your ass from elbow. You're not getting enough attention, and there's way too much that you don't know. There's way too much that you know. We've all spent time
for me to be speechless is, most people know it's impossible, but.
Oh, that's awesome, I guess. No, we want you to talk. You're the DJ.
Yeah, well, you know, here at WMFO 91.5 in Medford, you're on What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
I'm Randy Black.
And playing some incredible music, Randy.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Do you want to play something from the CD, maybe?
Well, you did say you had that brand new song.
Yeah, okay.
And then we'll go to the CD. But
all right. So I'll end the live portion with this. This is called, well, it was called Someone on His Side until Larry, my drummer, refused to call it that. he refers to it as Jingles Jack. So I like the title Jingles Jack. It's a story. It's a D, come on, D. What was I going to say?
Well, this is the world premiere here on What's Happening of Jingles Jack.
It's a story, and I told you, I just yesterday I redid the lyrics a little bit. Sorry, guys. the last couple verses are different. We will have no problem learning it. Because I thought I needed to slow down. I don't know if you write at all, but, you know, like in a novel, you can spread out. You can just, like, do anything you want, really, just keep the thread together. And then in a short story, you need to go a little faster, but you still need to get the details in and whatever. And in a song, it's really, I'm actually just learning after writing since I was 13, which is years ago, that, you know, the songwriting is very different. Everybody has a different approach, and I just thought to myself, you need to, this song, I felt funny about it, and I realized that I had to slow down a little bit. So it's kind of long, but it's not called Someone on His Side. It's called Jingles Jack. Jack was rough around the edges, spent his time alone. Never thought that he was wanted, foster home, foster home. He didn't want to test him, he learned karate early on. Guard against the bigger kids who said he didn't belong. He knew the score too well and wished he could forget. His daddy was a myth, someone he never met. He's a janitor at the high school now, and he plays the cards he's dealt. The kids all call him Jingles Clumper, keys hanging off his belt. Someone on his side, what's so hard about that? It happens every day, like putting on your hat. Someone on his side, why wasn't anybody game? Or was he really that much trouble, or were they just that lame? Whispers about the eye patch or the scars. He came by them honest one night in these smoky stars, with the neighbor's house ablaze when the propane tank blew. Through the flames he grabbed the children, one was five and one was two. Someone on his side, what's so hard about that? It happens every day, like putting on your hat. Someone on his side, why did anybody care? He never asked for much, just for someone to be there. He was a hero for a week, but he tried to play it down. Said you'd have done the same thing if you'd have been around. And he missed the ceremony and the keys to the town. Said he had too many keys, one more would weigh him down. And those kids he saved the high school age and doing their best. And they share a certain secret, makes them different from the rest. When they pass him in the halls, they acknowledge him with pride, 'cause they remember Jingles Jack for being on their side. Someone on his side, what's so hard about that? It happens every day, like putting on your hat. Someone on his side to pick up on the slack. A simple thing to ask for, someone to have his back. Jingles Jack. Yes, that's the title.
Yeah. The name works, and the song is great.
Thank you, man. Thank you, Aaron.
And, no, I'd say no. It's priceless.
Awesome.
And thank you for letting us premiere it here on What's Happening.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me. And thank you to Michael.
Yes, Mike is listening, and he said, you know what? Randy sounds fantastic.
All right. So, thanks, Michael. Good to hear from you, and I hope you're doing well.
And what would you like me to play off of CD?
How many are you going to play?
Oh, we've got a couple minutes, so...
Days Gone Blue?
Ironically, that's the first one that came to mind for me, too. So,
right.
Terrific. Be back here on What's Happening with Randy Black. Welcome back. That was a great song off of your latest album, which is?
The Sky Goes Clear. the latest, yeah. We're going in the studio again in January, so there'll be some updated material. But it's Randy Black and the Heathcroppers. It's Matt Grunberg and Larry Dersch and me.
And thank you for letting us premiere two songs. Normally, if we get one, it's fantastic, but two is just, you know, over the top. And
well, you made it very comfortable for me to do that.
Well, that's the important thing. Like I said, it's about you. And bringing the music. So let people know where you're performing next, where to find you, and...
December 3rd, which is coming up. Sorry to say, folks, it's going to be December next week. Next Sunday, a week from today, right around now. Oh, well, actually an hour ago, 5 to 7, at the Tavern at the End of the World in Charlestown. It's right outside of Union Square, Somerville. Wonderful place to be.
And they can find you online at?
RandyBlackSongs.com or Randy Black and the Heathcroppers. Either one. The links go all over the place. Thank you, Chris.
So, and we'll have him back very, very soon. Have a fantastic rest of the year, the holidays, the gigs, and stay well.
Thank you, Aaron. You too.
Thank you.